Blog Talk Radio.
Like glue, or we chillin' and kickin' like we done kung fu. But you can have it all if you want, no lie, no Chinese food. But it's some young guy, need to know how you really, really feel about him. Keep it real, don't conceal, let me shoot my shot.
Pretty, pretty lady, can I call you baby?
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Let's continue being as true as we can and be kind also. Again, welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports right here at blogtalkradio.com. Have been producing Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports since March 21st. Our birthday is coming up really soon. In one week will be the birthday for Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. And again, we just heard Pretty Lady by Starboy of New York and Pennsylvania. And again, I'm grateful to been the inspiration and music to that song, which will be officially dropping worldwide digitally. At your favorite music sites, online music sites such as Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Apple, iHeartRadio, et cetera. So definitely keep your eyes and ears open. If you haven't listened to his music, please check his music out. Big shout out to the devoted listeners, new and old, those that have co-hosted with me in the past, and those that will be co-hosting and even hosting alone in the new future, in the near future. I am working on a new show schedule, a consistent show schedule, because I know many of you missed that miss those lengthy shows full of awesome music and PSAs and fun topics. I am telling you, there's not a show I have not produced that, or we have produced, because it takes you and I, the audience and the guests and those that that suggest topics and call in. It's a we thing. So that we produce that I have not had fun doing. My mother was like, if not my biggest, our biggest fan. So she loved it. She loved listening to the shows, and the two times that she was part of the show, she loved it. And also, she loved so many other hosts right here on blogtalkradio.com also, like Ebony Empress and so many others also. Big shout-out to Cyrus Webb. He is making big, major moves. So big shout-out to him also, Blog Talk Radio's own Cyrus Webb, who is based right here in Mississippi where I am right now. Big shout out to my Texas and Dallas, Oklahoma, Texoma friends, and those in Minneapolis, Prince family. They're doing an awesome job keeping the life. I wanted to say the memory, but the life of Prince and his work alive. So big shout out to especially his, you know, his siblings and his cousin Charles Smith, Chaz, doing an awesome, awesome, awesome job. Big shout out to the James Franco project group. And so maybe a couple of my friends will call in, because the Facebook IG situation that happened yesterday really got to some people. I this morning, late last night, I was amazed at some of the posts that people put up talking about they survived the outage. But Facebook, I didn't know. I thought I was doing something wrong. Like, oh my God, what is going on? You know, I couldn't post. I couldn't do my watch parties, and I haven't done an Insta story in a long time, and I had considered doing an Insta story, but I couldn't even post anything. And it was more than a few of my friends attempted to post Facebook Lives and Insta stories, and were having the worst trouble. And I guess they still don't know the cause, but I guess it's an investigation or something we're dealing with. But they're investigating Facebook, Instagram, which Facebook owns Instagram, everybody knows, and the WhatsApp. So I do not deal with WhatsApp. I know some people love it and some people don't. And I don't know anything. I don't deal with it. To me, people that I'm suspicious of are always the ones that's asking me, why don't I get a WhatsApp? And those are people that I'm suspicious of. Like, you know, they could be like domestic or national terrorists. And so I'm like, wait a second. And I know WhatsApp had something to do with that. Well, I remember it allegedly saying that the WhatsApp had something to do with the situation happening in Orlando, which devastated so many of us. Right. So I'm very careful, like many of you. But the call-in number is 646-787-1578. This is an update show, so it's not an hour show. It's an update show. It's 15 to 30 minutes, and you can call in if you would like. I know a couple of my friends are listening, a couple of devoted listeners are listening worldwide. Big shout-out to the UK and Australia, my friends in Africa. Big shout out to you guys. Big shout out to Ogle Nation in Texas, my school in Dallas, Traders Village. We'll see you guys before the end of the month. We'll be working with Beckett out of Africa Imports, working with my brother-in-law and mentor. So big shout out to everyone there. So whatever you need in art, beauty, cosmetics, fashion apparel, accessories, furniture, authentic imported items straight from Africa, call us up. I've been sharing watch parties and so on. Big shout out to the artists that I work with. And like Mom, I've been working on my creative side, bringing more of myself out also. Like Mom used to always encourage me. So you guys will be hearing and seeing a lot of things, a lot of my own work artistically from me. But I'm not a me person, I'm a we person, but it's important for us all to contribute what God has blessed us with and what we have been educated to do, right? Right. So I've mentioned the Facebook and IG. Also sending love and condolences out to George Foreman and his family for the loss of his daughter due to suicide. I mentioned suicide on the podcast when I'm here. You guys know we've had a couple listeners call in and actually say they're getting ready to commit suicide, like right now. And, oh, my God, you know, I had to get in the calm mode and talk and discuss all the reasons a person should not. But I need to research more on that, on what's going on, what happened. My cousin Linda, who co-hosts sometimes, she said it was a depression. But the next show we will talk about suicide, not just regarding her death, but suicide period, because it is a hot topic here on this show. I can reshare throwback shows where we're in depth talking about suicide. It's something we talk about all throughout social media. My friends and I, those that are dealing with anxiety and extreme sadness and depression, even I get sad. But I don't, the deep depression, I don't personally know. But to me, just being deeply sad is awful. And I've had so many friends to commit suicide personally and have attempted to commit suicide. And, I won't say that I have ever come close to it. I remember in 2013, I was like 200 pounds, 196. I don't know how I felt, but my mother and I had a talk. She and I know how I've experienced friends that have been suicidal before or committed suicide. She watched me, and she, because they were friends of hers too. We've lost friends from suicide or attempted suicide. It's had to start all over learning how to function. I mean, I've had friends that have attempted suicide, and they literally had to learn how to function all over again because they really went over the edge. And it's really important for us to talk about it. It's not a race thing, not a socioeconomic thing. And that's another reason why when some people say, well, oh, especially during the holiday seasons, and even daily life, oh, I help those less fortunate. You don't know who's less fortunate. The people that have it all, they could be sad and lonely and could be less fortunate than the person that has nothing, you know, so we really don't know who's less fortunate. We all are, you know, bad in all our lives. So it's important to smile and say hello to people, ask people how you're feeling, how are you doing, and listen for their answers. Some people automatically say okay because they think you don't care, you just ask it anyway. But it's important for us to sincerely have interest in people, even if you're not that type of person. There's nothing wrong with saying, I'm a people person, but I'm a shy person. And that's something that helps me come out of that. Is to, you know, have sincere small talk with people. You learn a lot about people. Sometimes, some people think I talk a lot. I listen a lot. And when people are talking to you, if I talk a lot, how can I listen and know so much about others? But people ask me a lot of questions. So I answer back. That's called conversation. So it's important to have, you have to have lengthy conversations with people, but just brief, short conversations. You would be surprised at what you learn. That's even in networking. That's effective networking, too, because that's a hot topic here. But really, you don't know what people are going through, regardless of who they are. They might be riding in a stretch limo, driving an you don't know, or they might not, you know, they might, you don't know, you don't know. We all need each other, the bottom line. So we definitely, probably the next show, talk about the topic of suicide. R. Kelly still making hot news, hot news. He and Jesse Smollett, I watched half of Empire, and you guys know Empire is like my favorite show. I would I didn't have dental work done, but I promise you, I will audition, go to a casting call for Empire any minute. Behind the scenes work in front of the camera. Oh my God, The Deuce, James Franco's The Deuce, and Empire, a two shows I would love to work on the set with. But it was an awesome episode last night. I mean, I only seen half, but it was an awesome episode. Another new show that I like is Whiskey Cavalier, but I didn't get a chance to watch much of it last night. Beto in Texas, Democrats, he is scheduled to announce he is officially running for president. So big shout out to his camp. My cousin Linda's a part of that camp. Reggie Ruffner's a part of that camp. If I would have been in Texas during election time, been a Republican, would I have voted for Cruz or would I have voted for Beto? Beto's camp was even contacting me here in Mississippi about being a part of their camp. And so many of my friends were. I need to learn more about his platform. I like his platform. My friends are very big on his platform, but you guys know there's something. I'm pro-life, and he's from chores, and it's a couple other things that he's pretty radical on. But, you know, do we all believe in the platforms? But still, if the, like I said on last broadcast, if the election was held today, would I remain a Trumpster? Or would I vote for Cory Booker? Cory Booker is my fave out of all the Democrats. He's my fave. And Howard Schultz, he is not of Starbucks. We haven't heard his official announcement. So if an election was conducted today, I would be like, okay, am I voting for Trump? Am I voting for Cory? You know? So I'm wondering if any Republicans are going to get in. No, we haven't heard anything. Think I should get in it? I'm just kidding. Even though when I was a little girl, though, I used to say I'm going to be president. I did. I mean, my classmates and my friends and my relatives can tell you, and strangers can tell you that. I'm going to be the female version of Ronald Reagan. I know some of you didn't like Ronald Reagan's platform, but I had so much fun in the 80s. No joke. You know, if I'm going to be the female version of Reagan, I just would tweak his platform and close the gap. I mean, I seen a post the other day, my cousin Linda had posted, and it was about how Reagan's platform made the rich richer and the poor poorer and left out the middle class. I was a kid living as a comfortable middle class. This time in my life has been the toughest time, no joke. So more people need to live comfortably. In America, the melting pot, oh my God! When I was in the third grade, that's when I learned about the free enterprise system, and that is when I decided that I associated more with a small government system over a big government controlling people's personal lives, and which either is wrong, right? We just need to work together and come together. But we definitely need not forget the middle class. The middle class is the backbone to the community, to the country, to the world. The middle class community in America, the upper or lower, period, is the backbone to America. More than 10 years ago, I started researching to compose a book. I literally had started writing the book. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I need to stop. I need to do more research. And then I myself became engulfed in the book regarding the rise and fall of America's middle class. That's what the book is about, the rise and fall of America's middle class. And really, I was thinking from a Southern perspective, but it's from America's perspective, the rise and fall of America's middle class. So we can't give up. We need to keep doing what we do. So definitely we'll be talking more on those on that subject matter too, and other fun discussions. I can't wait for the relationship talk and dating shows. So I have a dating expert that is like literally ready to be on the show. So I'm going to schedule her show soon. Starboy and many talented artists will be on the show soon also. So that is amazing. Starboy said he tried to call during the last broadcast. But I think he called right when the show was ending. So so look forward to hearing from him real soon. He'll be updating us on projects and all that good stuff. And, oh my goodness, so many. I'm excited. I'm excited to talk with Peter Cook, our friend in England. And hopefully Ebony Empress will be calling us too, because she's doing a lot of great things over in England also. It's almost time to conclude the program. I just wanted to do a little quick update rundown, and because there's much more to talk about. If you're saying she didn't mention that, she didn't mention that. I'm scheduling shows. Well, I have a show scheduled for next Thursday. That will be the birthday show, and I probably will schedule a show over the weekend. But it looked like I would schedule the shows now until we get. Until we get a regular schedule of maybe two or three shows a week, every Thursday, and also weekend edition shows. But thank you so much. And remember, save the number when you decide you might want to call in on a topic, or just say hello. You don't have to call in and just talk about something. Just say hi and what's up and where you're calling from. 646-787-1578 is the call-in number. Say that in your phone. Because the Shotgun Attendant Reports at Blog Talk Radio, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Email address is CulturShock, CulturShockEnt_Beth@yahoo.com. Let me repeat, CulturShockEnt_Beth@yahoo.com. And I appreciate you all. Thank you if you've been a supporter since the very beginning, March 21st, 2011. If you're a new listener, I really appreciate you. And thank you, Blog Talk Radio, and listeners and social media friends and real-life friends that always keep in touch. Like, I get a lot of I miss yous, and I used to wonder, what do you mean you miss me? You know, that break from social media, the end and the beginning of the year was very refreshing for me. But I used to wonder, like, I understand miss you because I love and I miss people often too, but some of my worldwide friends, when they say they miss me, they miss the show, they miss me, they miss the co-host, they miss the guests, they miss the awesome music, and thank you for that. And remember, thank you for sending the music and your media kit. Those of you that would like to be guests and guest co-hosts and your bios with the media kit, your bio media kit. Culture Shock Inc. CulturShockEnt@yahoo.com. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you and hug and love you, and you really encourage me also, keep me on the upbeat. We're there for each other, right? And we keep loving. We can pound that hatred and jealousy and envy down. We have to keep the love alive. Like Lenny Kravitz first hit, "Let Love Rule." Like Prince used to always remind us what's in the Bible, to love one another. We got to keep doing that. So thank you. A big shout out to those that minister to me and counsel me. Thank you. And thank you to those that allow me to reach out to you and accept my prayers and whatever help I can do if it's just recommending you to someone. Thank you. I appreciate your love. And you're listening and been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Until next time, thank you and much love.